This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know what that means. It's time for Ray Fittipaldo, and what a great day to have him. You can read Ray's stuff at postgazette.com. Ray, how are you today?
Good morning, Joe. I'm doing well.
Ray, brought to you by the Western Pennsylvania Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team for over 90 years, LGKG.com. All right, Ray, let's get right to it. Who won here? T.J. Watt or the Steelers? Who got the better of this deal? Who buckled, if anybody?
Yeah, hey, listen, Joe, I said this yesterday, and I'll repeat it here today on your show. I think it's a win-win. You know, the Steelers went beyond what they normally do. They guaranteed basically 3 of the 4 years, so $108 million guaranteed out of that $144 million. They've never done that before, but I think it speaks – to how they feel about T.J. Watt, not only the player, but the person. And for T.J., I mean, how can you be upset about it? You beat Myles Garrett's guarantee. Now, the annual value isn't $40 million a year, but that's okay. He got more money up front, and that's all these players care about.
Well, the annual value of the extension is $41 million per year, correct?
Yeah, but there's no extension, Joe. The Steelers don't do extensions with players. They just rip up the old deal and they do new contracts. So it's a new contract worth $144 million over 4 years, which puts it slightly above Max Crosby at 36, a little bit over $36 million a year. But like I said, Joe, it's all about the guarantees.
So the entire world is reporting this differently than you guys are? Because the entire world is doing what Adam Schefter did and saying that How did he beat Myles Garrett then?
With the total guarantees.
Okay, I mean, he's the highest non-quarterback, highest paid non-quarterback in the history of the league at $41 million. That's incorrect.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're like me, so you probably failed math. That's why you're a sports writer like me. But divide 144 by 4, and you get 36.
So they tore up this year's. Contract? They tore it up. Okay. All right. Yeah. Then everything that everybody's reporting, Adam Schefter and everybody else, the $41 million per year average is the highest of any non-quarterback in NFL history, is incorrect, you're saying?
Correct. But he did beat him on the guarantees. I think if you look at Myles Garrett's guarantees, and I looked this up last night, Joe, he was guaranteed $60 million at signing. Mm-hmm. He doesn't get that extra $40 million until the second day of the new league year in 2027. So they wrote the contract in a different way. I'm sure Myles will earn that money. I'm sure they're not going to get rid of him by 2027. But TJ did beat him in the guarantees. And like I said, that's all these players are worried about. They are not worried about the average annual value of the contract.
Oh, now wait a second. Wait a second. You better believe that T.J. Watt wants it out there and considers himself to be $1 million more than Myles Garrett every year. I don't know. I work for the Post Gazette, so I respect the reporting here. But everybody in the world is saying that he's outdone Myles Garrett in terms of annual pay at $41 million. And whether that's right or not, based on technicalities, you better believe TJ's hanging on to that.
Yeah, the agent wants you to know that number. TJ doesn't. TJ cares about the guaranteed money. That's all he cares about.
I disagree. I think that TJ Watt is very, very happy to be making, at least according to 99% of the reports out there, $41 million to Myles Garrett's $40 million. I think he enjoys that a whole lot.
Yeah, it's $41 million a year guaranteed over 3 years. I guess if you want to put it that way, you could put it that way.
I think so. TJ would. I just have to believe that TJ would put it that way. But we're parsing over the contract here, Ray. Forget about that part of it. What about his performance and his longevity? Do you believe in that?
Yeah, listen, they're betting on him to perform. He turns 31 in October. So 31, 32, 33 years old, those are the years he's guaranteeing. And if you look at, you know, the averages, and let's take out the torn pec year. Every other year, Joe, except for his rookie year, he's in double-digit sacks. He's forcing five or more fumbles per year. He had the one unbelievable year where he was, you know, 22 and a half sacks. So, you know, if he is not injured, I think he's, you know, the Steelers are guaranteed to get double-digit sacks out of him for the remainder of this contract. And I think if he's right, you know, you're probably talking 15, 16 a year based on what he's done in the past. Now, that comes with him changing his game this year, the Steelers changing their defense this year. Don't leave him in one place. That's all going to be part of it. But I don't think the Steelers are worried about TJ Watt getting old during this contract.
My opinion was that they should have traded him because I think that could have helped them in their pursuit of a franchise quarterback. And I think a franchise quarterback is more important than an edge rusher. Like I look at Watt and Myles Garrett, his buddy, combined, they're 1-6 with two total sacks in seven playoff games. I would have traded him. I like the term of this deal. Don't get me wrong. If I was forced to sign him, I was surprised that it was only 3 years tacked on here. I like that, but I would have traded him. What do you say to all that, Ray? What's your actual opinion of this from that standpoint? Would you have dealt him?
Yeah, I mean, Joe, I don't agree with you, but maybe I would under different circumstances. Let's say the Steelers had a franchise quarterback on their team right now that they had to pay upwards of $50 million a year to. Then, you know, maybe an edge rusher would be somewhat of a luxury, you know, but the Steelers are not in that position. The Cleveland Browns are not in that position. And really half the NFL doesn't have that worry of having to pay that franchise player. So you got to spend it somewhere. The Steelers always spend to the cap. And Joe, they've always been a team. And this is true under the new regime with Omar Khan and Andy Weidel. This has not changed. The Steelers are a draft and develop team. And if you're a player like TJ Watt, they want to keep signing you to new deals. So that's one thing. That's been a constant for the Steelers throughout the years. And I know Omar has made some changes, but that's one thing that he hasn't deviated from.
Do most NFL teams spend to the cap?
The vast majority. I don't think every single one of them do, but I think most teams that are serious about contending like the Steelers, yes, they allocate their resources. And if you look around the NFL, Joe, there's probably, what, 8 or 10 teams that have to pay that, say, $45 to $60 million a year for a quarterback. The Steelers aren't one of those teams right now. So they have the cash and they have the cap space to do deals like this one for TJ Watt.
I'm thinking about your statement that they're still a draft and develop team. I would have to look closer, but, man, it sure seems like a lot of guys come from the outside. Their quarterback, their best receiver. Patrick Queen, Darius Slay, Deshaun Elliott, Juan Thornhill, Jalen Ramsey. It doesn't seem like they're as much of one as they used to be. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that, but let me clarify. when you draft a guy like TJ Watt, and maybe they're not drafting and developing as well as they should, but when you draft and develop a guy like TJ Watt, they don't let those types of guys get away. That was my larger point, Joe.
Unless they feel like you're underperforming, because they've certainly drafted a bunch of guys that they didn't keep, from George Pickens to Najee Harris to, the list goes on, right?
Devin Bush, yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, you got to start drafting and developing better than they have over the last 6-7 years. We've talked about that a lot the last couple of years, for sure.
Ray Fittipaldo, Post-Gazette, on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can also get a hold of our dear friend Limits on the Fan text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. So what do you think then in the end of this very highly paid defense, Ray? Is it going to finally pay dividends in the games that matter? Are they going to get to the playoffs? Is this going to be a great defense? Where do you stand on this defense and all the money they're putting into it and the changes they've made?
Yeah, better. I mean, a lot has to fall into place for that to happen, Joe. You got to figure out what you're doing with TJ, how you line him up. What changes are you going to make at outside linebacker? That's going to be one of the more interesting storylines of training camp, I think, in the preseason. Now, they're not going to show their hand, I don't think, early in camp, but that is something to keep an eye on when the season starts. And then the bigger question is how does Jalen Ramsey fit? I think Jalen Ramsey, at the very least, is going to be as good as Minkah Fitzpatrick, but we don't know what role yet.
Yeah.
And he's 2 or 3 years older. So they have to figure that out. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you they're going to be a top 10 defense across the board in points and yards and all that stuff. But they better be top 12 or top 14, because there's still some question marks about that offense as well.
Top 12 or 14? They better be top 5 for the money they're spending, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes the points can get away from you. You better be top 10 in either yards or points. Sometimes, those stats get a little bit out of whack, depending on game circumstances. But, you better be top 10 in points allowed or yards against if you're committing the way the Steelers have committed to Watt and all the moves they made this offseason.
I think top 5, but we can continue quibbling over things here, Ray. It makes for enjoyable radio. I think you could even argue top 3. I mean, how much more are they spending than any defense in the league, Limits?
Last year was $20 million more than the next closest.
I don't think that number has gone down.
Austin, what do you have up there? What were their numbers, points allowed, and yards against last season?
I'll pull that up, but last year they were at 127.7 in total cap and defensive spending, and the Bears were at 108.8. That's what I'm looking at there.
And I think the margin is even wider this year. I've got that right in front of me because I can look things up faster than Limits, right? And the Steelers were pretty low. What? No, no.
Wrong.
No, they weren't.
They were 15th.
That's pretty low. In yards per game?
Yes, in yards per game, they were at 334.3.
No, they were 12th at 326.7, according to ESPN, defensively. I have 12th.
So.
And then in points.
And they were a little bit better points allowed, I think, right?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They were 8th. That's just, to me, that's not good enough. But the real point is, what happened in the playoffs again? They were last in yards and points allowed, right?
Yeah, and listen, if we would have looked at those numbers December 1st rather than January 1st, I bet you they would have been top 8 in points allowed and yards against. But we all know how the season ended. And you're right about the playoffs, Joe. None of what we're talking about matters if you go out and you lay an egg in the playoffs again. So they got to figure out – first, they got to get there, but they got to do – they got to figure out how to win a playoff game, and obviously the defense is going to be a big part of that.
That's unleashing hell in December there, right?
I mean
– You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I mean, Mike Tomlin has talked about having a dominant defense and a great defense. Those numbers from last year, even in the regular season, don't speak of that to me. It just hasn't right. been good enough, Ray. It hasn't been good enough.
100% agree. And what we saw in December last year, that honestly, Joe, that can't happen again. And that's why we've seen all these changes. That's why Minka's gone. Ramsey's in. That's why they've made all these moves.
Do you think Ramsey's going to play a lot of safety?
I think that's definitely an option. I'm as curious as the next guy, Joe. I'm sure Terrell and Mike have a plan. You look at the roster, though. The biggest needs right now are free safety and slot corner. So you're basically saying, is Jalen Ramsey going to be better than Juan Thornhill in the back end, or is he going to be better than Beanie Bishop in the slot? And you got to make that call. But you also have the flexibility to change it up in sub-packages. Maybe Beanie's going to be good in some sub-packages. Maybe Juan Thornhill would be better in some others. So they're going to change it up a bit.
How would you grade Patrick Queen's season from last year? It seems that he doesn't give it a very high grade, and he thinks he's going to be a lot better. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do. B minus, and I don't lay all the blame at his feet. There were a lot of moving parts last year. You know, Deshaun safety was new in the back, and we all know the communication issues. There were a lot of new players playing different roles in that defense. But I would say a B minus or so. I thought, you know, he racked up the tackles, but I thought he could be better in pass coverage, and he's going to have to be better in pass coverage this year because he's still going to be their three down linebacker. He's not going to come off the field, so he's got to get better in that regard.
Man, I'm just looking at this depth chart. I think there's a chance for the defense to be good, but I feel like I have so many questions, and they begin on the back end, really, with Joey Porter Jr. Do you think he's good? How does his career turn out? Is he a good player? Is he average? Is he going to be great? What is he?
I mean, right now, Joe, I would say he's slightly above average, but when you drafted a guy number 32 overall, I think the expectations are much higher. So, you know, they got to get him. I don't want to say he has to be an all pro, but, you know, you got to hope that guy can someday be a Pro Bowl type player, produce more than one interception a season, you know. And that's really what they're working towards. You know, they want to get him better when the ball's in the air. They think he's pretty good, darn good at press man coverage and disrupting guys at the line of scrimmage. But obviously, there's a lot of shortcomings there with penalties when the ball's in the air and him playing the ball. That's what he's got to work on this summer.
Limits, leaving you out of this conversation would cause Ray to leave this segment hysterically weeping.
Oh, well, Ray, I don't want you to cry, but one thing that a lot of people are crying over, maybe it's just spilled milk, is one thing that I've kind of harped on more so than the last really couple of years is this year, and it is that defensive spending. Now, I feel like there are areas defensively maybe that they do splurge where they should sign a second wide receiver or they could bolster their depth on the offensive line. Do you think that that is a fair argument? And I know we touched on it a little bit, just that they need to prioritize offense more because that's just where the league has shifted.
Austin, to a certain extent, I agree with you, but I would make the argument, unless you have a franchise quarterback that you truly believe in, and they didn't have Aaron Rodgers in the fold until mid-June, so you have to kind of take that into account. But even with Aaron Rodgers, this is still going to be a team, I believe, that wins with defense. And the moment they get a franchise quarterback that they believe in, they should 100% try to build around him, get Pro Bowlers, all pros, receiver, running back, offensive line, and build around your quarterback. But they don't have that quite yet.
Limits, may I engage Ray in a game of free association?
Please, it's my favorite time of the day.
Ray, it's been a while. I know you're excited. You ready?
I'm ready.
Who has the better season, Aaron Rodgers, Kenny Pickett, Justin Fields, or Mr. Unlimited?
I will go with one, Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. Who has the better season? I'll say, you know, touchdowns, let's say. Touchdowns combined with yards. George Pickens or DK Metcalf?
You know, I'll go George because I think they're going to throw it a little bit more with Dak and with CD down there. Yeah, so I'll go George.
Who's going to get the bulk of the running back touches in the opener against the Jets?
Jaylen Warren.
What's the best training camp battle?
There aren't that many, Joe. I mean, you could talk about Jalen Ramsey in the slot, but it's not a matter of him winning that position. It's just a matter of whether he's a free safety or the slot. So, I mean, other than that, the offensive line comes back intact. They've already named Derek Harmon a starter, so I don't think there's many positions that do have battles.
Wow. All right. Yeah, I guess you're right now that I think of it. Who has more catches, Jonnu Smith or Pat Freiermuth?
I will go with Jonnu Smith, but Pat will have more yards.
Who will have the most touchdowns?
Pat Freiermuth.
Aaron Rodgers has sung the praises of Mount Washington over under 2.5 touchdown catches for Mr. Washington.
Under.
Who's going to be the most improved? Let's rephrase that. Who's going to be the best story among the offensive linemen?
The best story. Troy Fa'utanu. He's going to be a Pro Bowler if he stays healthy.
Is Broderick Jones going to succeed at left tackle this season?
I can't sit here and guarantee that, but I know that's the hope inside the building.
Peyton Wilson. He becomes a high-impact player or just an average linebacker?
No, I think so. He's a tremendous athlete, Joe. He proved he was a playmaker last year, and they're going to run him out there this summer and give him every opportunity to stay on the field at all times. So that's going to be another – talk about camp battles, maybe that's one. Peyton Wilson versus Malik Harrison. Can Peyton Wilson hold him off and be on the field full-time with Patrick Queen?
Who has a bigger impact on the offense? Maybe this is obvious to some, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Roman Wilson or Calvin Austin?
Calvin Austin.
Does he become a legit number two?
I don't know that you know, what people believe is a true number two. But for the Steelers, yes, he'll be their number two receiver, but likely their number three or four target behind the tight end Smith and Freiermuth.
Midway through this season, are we looking back and saying, man, Roman Wilson was actually a pretty good pick, or are we saying this guy's on the verge of busting?
Somewhere in the middle. I'm not committed to either there.
Big impact from Bob Woods this season or no?
Nah.
Will Cordero Patterson be on the team?
I mean, they usually give guys the benefit of the doubt, cut them in March if they don't have plans for them. So, yeah, I'm going to say he's going to be on the team.
What plans do they have for him?
I have no idea.
To throw him out there as a frozen cadaver against the Bengals and give him a pitch out on 3rd-and-3 again?
that is going to be interesting, right? Because you got Caleb Johnson, you got Jaylen Warren, you got Kenneth Gainwell now. How does Cordarrelle Patterson fit in? Maybe he doesn't make it. I don't know, Joe.
I'm just flummoxed.
What's the injuries?
I'm flummoxed on that one. How about Connor Hayward?
Maybe they're keeping him. Maybe they're keeping Cordarrelle around in case there's an injury. Connor Hayward has a better chance than Cordarrelle because he can play special teams, but I'm not sure how much of a role fourth tight end is going to have this year.
Thank you, Ray. I have no further questions. We appreciate the time. Great stuff as always. Read about it at postgazette.com.
Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, guys. Remember, 108. Don't worry about $36 million a year, Joe.
I ain't the one who's worrying about it. But I can guarantee you TJ's happy when it gets phrased as $41
million. Yeah, I mean, the way that they added it on, so I guess it's not a...
I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's a three-year extension added on to what it was.
I don't know. I guess from the Steelers' side, they don't want people to think they give out extensions. And then, as Ray said, from the other side, they want it known that he beat Myles Garrett. The entire world is phrasing this as a three-year contract extension worth right. $41 million a year. And right. at 41, that makes him the highest-paid non-quarterback in history.
Right.
Whenever this happens... It seems like, and Jerry's a great reporter, that his story has a different headline than the whole rest of the planet.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, what he's basically doing is including this year in on the deal.
Well, because as Ray said, I guess technically they tore it up for a new... So the only place you'll read in America or the world this headline, T.J. Watt to sign a new four-year, $144 million deal with the Steelers is here. So maybe he's technically right. I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I'm confused at this point. That would completely negate the main storyline here.
Right.
Which is $41 million.
Yeah. Which... He's going to be paid $41 million in 26, 27, 28. Yeah. That is what I've gotten to. If they're making it, they're changing the language of the contract maybe a little bit because they're probably giving him a signing bonus.
I don't know.
That's probably the only difference.
I don't know. I don't even want to speculate. Okay.
It doesn't matter. TJ Watt is getting a lot of
matters.
Money and he stays.
Oh, it matters. It matters more than anything whether TJ Watt is getting paid more than Myles Garrett. So basically what you're saying is the whole rest of the world, Schefter and every other person and outlet in the world is wrong that he's making more money per season than Myles Garrett at $41 million, that he eclipsed him 40 to 41. And the idea that TJ wouldn't like that and want that and think that's the case to me is preposterous.
Right.
That would have been probably his whole argument. Is, yeah, I want more guaranteed money. I'd also like to make more than him per season. He makes 40. Give me more. I don't know. But I don't know. Maybe he's right. Maybe Dulac's the technically correct here. I don't know. Okay, limits.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.